So I'm going to read a little bit out of the 1 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, then I'll come to the 2 Kings. I was going to read some out of the 6th chapter, book of Judges, and I may still do it if I can find my verse. I may have to come back. But anyway, so I'm going to read you a little out of 1 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, and then I'm going to read a verse out of the 6th chapter of the book of Ezra. And then I'm headed to the 22nd chapter of 2 Kings. So you just bear with us. Then the 23rd chapter of 1 Samuel, I'm going to read just a few verses. It says, "Then came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand." And Saul said, Blessed be ye of the Lord, for ye have compassion on me. Go, I pray you, and prepare yet and know and see his place where his haunt is, and who has seen him there, for it is told me that he dealeth very subtly. See therefore, and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hideth himself. And come ye again to me with the certainty, and I will go with you, and it shall come to pass, if he be in the land, that I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Judah." Book of Ezra, the 6th chapter, first verse. I'm coming back to 2 Kings. "Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid in Babylon." 2 Kings. Chapter. We're going to start with the 8th verse. It says, "And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again and said, Thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work and have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Azariah a servant of the king, saying, Go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of have not hearkened unto the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, and Azariah went unto Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvah, and the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelled in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. She said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read. Because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou hearest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. Now I know that maybe a little bit of different scripture, difference in maybe what our thought is according to what was wrote here and according to what we have read unto you. But I've got a thought, just a thought, and it's all I have. The 22nd chapter of 2 Kings, in the first part of it, you'll find that Josiah had become king. And it also says Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. It goes on saying, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And in the midst of the days of Josiah, they was about to partake and to rebuild some of the kingdom. And they went to the treasury, went to where the treasures was, and they were searching to see what they could find about how much, no doubt, they had money to build and to do certain things. Well, in their search of the treasures, it's written over in another place, but it talks about in them searching for these treasures, they found a book. For in them searching these treasures, I'm going to say, they found a treasure. They found something, my friend, that was greater than what they was looking for. Yes, they did. Now, we know that I read unto you was where the book was read unto the king at that time, and he told the just rent his clothes. He was beside himself, as the writer says here. He humbled himself, and because he humbled himself, God said, you'll not see it. You'll come to your grave in peace, but afterwards I'll bring all this evil upon this place. But that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the searching. The searching. You might think tonight, well, preacher, it's just another book. It was not just another book. It was a treasure. It was a gold mine. I thought, and you'll think it's strange that I was looking at a little documentary the other day. Sometimes it amazes me how people come up with all that they come up with, but they're talking about King Solomon's and all his treasure and the hunt for his treasure, and all these quote doctors had all their thoughts, my friend, about searching for it and where to search for it and all such as that. Well, there's this doctor come on there, and he made a statement, brethren, that just it got a hold of me. He made a statement. He said, they looking for the treasure. He said, but the treasure is something different than what they're looking for. That's exactly what he said. They're looking for gold. He said, brother, it ain't gold. I thought about my thoughts. The very first thing, my friend, I went back to the days of Proverbs, my friend, where Solomon wrote, and he said, take the instruction of your father and forget not the law of your mother. Listen. And he said, get some wisdom. Brethren, wisdom is the principal thing. Brethren, are we searching tonight, brethren, for the right stuff? Are we? Are we searching? Brethren, you know sometimes it's amazing to me how we search for things. I don't know what I was doing. Doing something around the yard there, my friend, and I just kept digging around wherever I was at, and I found something. Had I not kept digging, Brother Crafton, I never would have found it. It'd been gone. Listen, we need a search tonight of the heart and the intents of the heart. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'm going to tell you, I thought about it the last time we sung your song. You're probably going to discard me when I say what I'm fixing to say, my friend. But I don't know tonight that we can wing our way back home. I'm winging my way back home. Yeah, y'all can go ahead and just discard me. I sang it. Yes, sir, I sang it. I like the song. Yes, sir, I like the song. I'm winging my way back home. Brethren, there's a lot of folks trying to get back home on their own works tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want to do a search? Brother Josiah put out the decree, you go search in the treasures. And brethren, while they are searching in all them treasures, they found, brethren, the best thing they could ever find. Yes, sir. The book. That's what he called it, the book. We found the book. Yes, sir. Hadn't been read. No, sir. Hadn't been kept. Huh? Been buried. Brethren, buried among the treasure. If you ever got around, my friend, you may not be like I am. I used to work on everything I drove. And if I took a part off and it was a pretty good part, I kept it. Knowing I was probably going to get rid of that vehicle, but I don't know, I really don't know how many times I bought something years later and I went out there in the building and I had parts. You know what I mean? Had I not kept them. But have you ever just done a search around the house for something? I don't know about you, but I got certain places I put things. And what I do, when I use it, it goes back where I got it. But now I've got some help. I've got some help. And they want to borrow. And when they put back, I reckon they forget where they got it. Huh? Because when I go back to get that thing, it ain't there. It's not there. And I run around and I'll ask Ethan, and she'll get to looking and say, well, where could he be? I ain't got a clue. It belongs right here. Huh? But you know what? I'm not satisfied until I find it. Not satisfied. I'll search the premises. Yes, I will. You know what? In searching, a lot of times I find other things. Don't you? And I'll look at it and I got a building full of stuff. May never use it. But if I ever need it, I know where it's at, Robert. I know. It's a search. Do you understand? It's a search tonight. Brethren, they ought to be a search in our hearts. Brethren, to find all the goodies that God's left us. Woo! All of them. These things, my friend, that I haven't used in a while. I thought about, and you're going to think it's strange that I got some strange thoughts sometime. And I was riding down the road today and I was thinking about this service. And I thought, well, if I had a shout and I forgot where I put it, reckon I'd search for it. Huh? Reckon what I'd do. You say, preacher, that's a crazy thought. It sure is. It sure is. But I'll tell you something. When I'm here, my friend, and I want to shout, I don't want to have to hunt it. You hear me? I don't want to have to work it up, my friend. I want it to be genuine, thank God, real tonight. Don't you? You know what this king found out? This king found out it didn't discuss the monies no more. It didn't discuss the other treasures no more. All they were concerned about was what God was going to do, because they had not kept the sayings of the book. Now you may think it's strange, and I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, without our faith, we've got nothing. You know that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. These people all the time questioning this book right here, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, it's still working. Yes, sir, it's still real. Brethren, it'll still bring life tonight. Preacher, why is that? Because there's life in it. Yes, sir. There's life in it. You don't think there's life in that right there? Huh? Brother, you get down, start reading that thing, and if you're really searching for something, you know what? It'll come alive to you. Yes, sir. It'll come alive to you. I've looked and I've searched. I've got just words sometime, my friend, and I'd get to looking for that word and I couldn't find it, and I could have swore it's in there. Brethren, and I might have been a word off. You know what? When I really found it, I might have been a word off. Our words get twixt and tween sometimes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. These things, you might think it's strange. I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, we need to do a search. We need to do an inventory, brethren, of our lives between us
and the Lord and exactly where we stand. Get in all them treasures. Get in all them goodies. See if you can't find something. Brethren, that's what they done. Is it not? That's exactly what they done. Now, when you start searching, I want you to search just like this. It might be a bad illustration, but I'm going to give it to you. My friend, old Saul meant to kill David. He meant to get him and kill him. Yes, he did. Simply because he got jealous. Jealous. Jealousy. Bible says it's as cruel as the grave. Brethren, it'll blind your vision. Yes, it will. But brethren, Saul meant to kill David. This is how we ought to search for things. He got word over there. I read it to you. He got word over there that David was over here. And then there's a little bit of turmoil about whether or not David was still there. And Saul sent him. He said, you go over there. He said, find out for exactly where he's at. And he said, come, I'll go with you. And he said, I'll make my search through all the thousands of Judah. What's that mean, preacher? He wasn't going to let up, brethren, till he got a hold of David. We need, brethren, to get a hold of God until he blesses us tonight. Yes, sir. We need to search this thing, my friend. It is real. It is real. It's not dead. It's not a dead word. He's not a dead God. No, sir. He's not a figment of your imagination. You can run around all you want to and call us old hicks, my friend, and backwoods and everything you want to call us, but I want you to know something. I've got a real God, and brethren, he's real good to me. Yes, he is. And if there's something else, my friend, I'd like to search it out. Wouldn't you? Preacher, it don't mean that much to me. I'll tell you, the Lord give me a word sometimes and I'll run it. Yes, sir, I'm about like an old beagle on a rabbit. Yes, sir, I ain't going to let up, Crafty. Thank God till I get him in the hole, my friend. Yes, sir. Ain't it good? Ain't it good? Preacher, that just don't mean that much to me. It's a reason you don't search very much. Can I tell you something? You go to the doctor, and you start telling them what's wrong with you. You know the next thing they're going to do? Well, we're going to do some tests. You do them tests and they come back and they say, well, everything's fine. Everything looks good. Ain't no problem. But you still got a problem. You hear me? You see the depths? The depths? Well, the only thing I know, dudes, send you over yonder to the specialist. Somebody that works on that particular problem. Is that not right? Let's see what he says. Yeah. Is that not the way they do it? And brethren, when he gets finished with you, and he'll hum-haw around this and that, and then we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. We're going to find out what the problem is. You know what he's doing, Crafton? He's searching. He's searching. You've got a problem, and he needs to find out where the problem lies with you. Is that not right? Brethren, our problem is when we get a hold of the Word of God and it starts looking at us and it tells us, it's you, it's you, it's you. We want to fold it up, put it down, put it away, never look at it again.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. Huh? I don't want to hear that. Ain't that about the way it is? But that's exactly. Don't tell me that word ain't live. When it points to you, my friend, you know it's talking to you. Yes, sir. And it will talk to you. Won't it, Bruce? Yes, it will. It'll talk to you in the wee hours of the night. Yes, sir. Wee hours of the morning. Yes, sir. It'll go to bed with you. It'll get up with you. It'll work with you. Brother, but only as much as you search it. I've not lost my mind. And there are depths to be searched. I don't know about this doctor. I didn't listen to the rest of what he had to say. You know why? It struck a nerve. They is looking for the wrong treasure. Ain't that the way men are? Huh? Looking, searching, seeking for what? The wrong thing. The wrong thing. The things of this world will not satisfy your soul. No, it won't. You get a hold of something, it's going to take something to go with it. And after you get them two, it's going to take something else to go with that. Yes, sir. And then it'll take something else to go with that. And you'll find yourself in a big cycle, my friend, of just adding. Yes, sir. And you know what? The whole time that soul's a crying. Huh? Well, preacher, I ain't trying to satisfy my soul. You go over to the man that had plenty. Looked out across his fields. Brethren, he saw they brought forth plenty. He looked at his barn, saw it wasn't big enough. He said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to pull them barns down, build me greater barns, then I'm going to say to my soul. What was he trying to satisfy? The soul. Is that not right? Things of this world won't do it, folks. It didn't for him. He said, soul, take thine ease, for thou hast much goods laid up. Right? What did the Lord say? Huh? Thou fool, this night. Huh? He didn't wait a year, 2 year, 3 year down. All that plentiful that was out there, he said, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Yeah. Then whose shall all these things be? Amen. Huh? Ain't that the fact? Yeah. Brethren, it takes some search. It takes us some search. We need to search. We need to search it diligently. Just like Saul sought the head of David. That's the kind of search we need. In depth. In depth. Until we find the source. The source of the problem. The situation. We worked in a chemical environment. You'd have some problems sometimes, and the lab would have to go out to the customers, and they'd go out there and they'd have to see and look, and they'd have to search and be sure that Everything was being ran just like it's supposed to be. And then when it come out on the other end, it had a certain look and a certain texture and a certain feel to it. And it had some strength. Well, sometimes they'd go out and they'd get to searching. Customer had a complaint. They'd get to searching and looking, and they'd bring some samples back, and it looked good. It looked perfect. It had no strength. None. Just pull it apart. Just tear it up. Just rip it off. Wasn't supposed to do that. So you know what they had to do? They had to start doing some searching. And they'd go back and they'd search this product. They'd get this product and they'd search this product and they'd see when we shipped this product. They'd see when we made this product. They'd see the day we made this product and we'd see the people that made it and the things that were supposed to be put in. And they had to have the batch ticket. You know what they had to do some deep searching. Deep searching. Not only that, when they got all that, they'd go to the shelf because they had a shelf, my friend, with a sample of the product we shipped. And they'd get that sample and they'd run all the tests on it and what have you. Then they'd come down, they'd get the batch ticket, and they'd look at it. And sometimes they'd get on that batch ticket, my friend, and there'd be an item right there, and it didn't have, we call lot numbers. Everything had numbers. Didn't have one. Well, that ain't possible. Ain't possible. Everything we brought in had a lot number. Everything. And you'd go to the guy that done the batch and what have you, and come to find out, my friend, we might have left that out. We might not have put that in. You say, preacher, how can it look so good? You don't know until you begin all the others. Listen, search. Search. I can't tell by looking at you, my friend, whether you're right with God or whether you're not. You know that? The real truth of it is, I probably don't want to know. It's the truth. But it will do us all good tonight, brethren, if we'll begin a self examination, a search. You know, there's things if you've got certain illnesses or you've got certain things wrong with you, or you're a diabetic. Supposedly, you're not supposed to eat certain things. Supposedly. Well, preacher, my numbers is pretty good. I think I can eat this, or I can do this. You know what you find yourself doing? I can tell you what you find yourself doing. You find yourself doing forgetting the numbers. And just go ahead and eat. Eat what you want to. It won't affect you. It will affect you. It does affect you. Yes, sir. Your sugar gets out of line, my friend. You will know it. You will know it. When it gets out of line. I'm talking about out of line. Mine got out of line. It took me about 6-7 months to get things back down to normal. But I'll be honest with you, me and the doctor both done it. It was mine and their fault together. We was trying something, and we tried it, and I couldn't go that route. I got in bad shape. Yeah. And I got to wonder what in the world's wrong. What's going on? Something ain't right. Something ain't normal. That's right. Something just ain't normal. So we had to do some other things. And it took me about 7 or 8 months to get back down to where I can function. And I still ain't quit eating my sweets. So shame on me. Shame on me. I try. I do pretty good about 12 hours a day. I don't eat no sweet at all. None. But I hit a point, my friend. I'll eat sweets 2 or 3 hours. Telling on myself, ain't I? Shouldn't do that. I shouldn't. It's not good for me. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's one of the hardest things for me not to do. I'm real good, Bruce. I'm a good Baptist. I'm the best thing going sitting in the pew. When I get out the doors, my friend, it's something else. That's the way most Baptists are. I'm just going to preach it. It don't matter. I can do real good till supper time. And I hit supper time, then I got to have a little bit of sweet to go with my supper. And this is me. I'm telling on me. This is me. And then I have to have a little something salty to go do away with that sweetness. And then I get a little too salty, and I have to get a little more sweetness to get rid of that saltness. And then I have to get me a little more saltness. Yes, I do. But then I'm going to have a little bit of sweet before I go to bed. Preacher, you ought not tell us. And yes, I still eat my ice cream. It's a downfall. Search. I said all that to say this. It is not the easiest thing in the world to get in that book and to search where the problem lies. Do you know that? It's not. Me and my doctor, we come to the conclusion. If I can just keep mine under 7, 6, 6.5, we're Cadillacing. Because you know what she told me, Robert? She said, it don't matter what I do. She said, you ain't going to quit eating. Exactly what she said. She said, there's no need in us talking about this and that and another. She said, you're not going to do it, are you? She asked me the question. I said, you're probably right. But I need to. I can tell. There's things that'll tell on you. Now you start searching yourself in that book. And let's see how we line up. Let's see if we won't find ourselves in the same position as this king. A rent in our clothes. Getting down in sackcloth and ashes and crying out to God not to destroy us. Huh? Not to destroy us. That kind of search needs to be done. Yes, it does. And the only way that it is effectual is if you do it as a person. Can't nobody tell you. Can't nobody make you. They can't. I think sometimes in my diabetic state, I asked the doctor, number one, I said, how in the world you get diabetes? I ain't never had diabetes in all my life. But anyway, some people get it, some don't. Some of it's a hereditary thing, things of that nature. But in our search of things, talking about me and my diabetes, I need to not eat and drink certain things. And I need to avoid those things as best I can. And I'm working on it. It's long work, but I'm working on it. Well, what happens to me, my friend, and I'm not laying the blame on Kathy, but she's a good cook. She's a wonderful cook. Better cook than I need. She ain't never learned how to cook for two. She sized down a little, but it ain't very little. And I'm a good eater. I like it. But about the time we run out of something sweet, she'll turn around and she'll say, what do you want? What flavor? What kind? And I try to think of something that Candy and my son-in-law can help me eat. Because if they don't help me eat it, I'm going to eat it all. And it ain't good for me. Do you know that? It ain't good for me. But it's an old habit that she has, my friend, that just she likes to cook. And we keep sweet around the house. Yes, we do. So in my natural search, on the natural side of things, I ain't doing so good. I ain't real strong. Austin had a birthday. She made him a cake, and guess what? It's one I like best of all. So, yeah, I'm helping him eat it. Yes, I am. Now, preacher, none of that has anything to do with search. Yes, it does. I'm not telling you that when you get in that book and you begin to search, that you're going to like what you read. More times than not, you're going to look around and say, not me, Lord. Not me. When it says all the time, it's you. It's you. Old Max Carver and his wife used to sing a song. And I've not heard it in years. But they had sang this song. And it says, it's me again, Lord. I'm in need of prayer. It's me again, Lord. There's a song in that church hymnal. I'm going to read you a verse of it. In the book of Judges, I was going to read, it's in the 6th chapter, but I can't remember which verse it is. But nonetheless, it's in there, and in the very end of the verse, it talks about how that they had a long searching of the heart. A long searching of the heart. I'm not going to get back to God on my terms. It'll never happen. I'm winging my way back home. I've thought about that. It struck a nerve with me a month or so back. We sung it, and I got to thinking, can I wing my way back home? Am I winging my way back home? There's something that the Lord is real familiar with. It's real familiar with the Lord. You know what it is? Old-fashioned repentance. Y'all have heard this song. I'm not going to sing and I'm not going to read very much of it. I'm going to read just matter of fact, first line. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Search me, O God. You know, most of the time, we don't want him searching. It's about like that song. I love that song that Sister Kim, Stephen's wife, sings. Stephen helps her. About the house. Had a room, didn't want him to go in. Had a room that we didn't want to open the door to. You know what opens that door? Searching. Repentance. You repent and you see if it ain't better. Every time. I hope you got something out of the message. I know it's strange.